Well, hello. This is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There, a guide to connecting with creativity while staying close to home for the weekend of July 3rd, 2020. First up, it is now possible to watch South American and Central American hummingbirds in downtown Port Townsend. Beverly McNeil is showing her photographs of various hummingbird species at the Port Townsend Gallery, which is set to reopen this weekend. The Cooperative Gallery, which is on Water Street between Quincy and Adams Streets, plans to be open from 12 noon until 4 o'clock on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays all July. Up to 6 art lovers can visit at one time, and while the hours are attenuated, the work is fresh, according to the PortTownsendGallery.com website. McNeil has traveled to Ecuador and Costa Rica to make her photos of jewel-toned hummingbirds, capturing many of the dozens upon dozens of species found in those two countries. Also displaying her creations is Margaret Woodcock. She makes paintings of the natural world, including sunflowers, and collages and hand-pulled prints that she does at Corviday Press out at Fort Worden. And to let you know, the Port Townsend Gallery will have disposable masks and gloves available for your safe art exploration this weekend. With summer blooming all around us, it's high time to do some stretching, moving, and breathing outdoors. That's also known as yoga. And it's happening with the graceful Karen Stillwell in Chetsamoka Park every Friday and Wednesday at noon. You're invited to bring your own yoga mat and props if you have them. Wear a hat and layered clothing, of course. Stillwell's outdoor yoga in Chetsamoka Park comes with social distancing, and if it rains, stillwellyoga.com will be the live streaming site. Now, I've taken Karen Stillwell's classes, both live and online, and they're everything I desire in a yoga experience. Beyond this, however, I invite and encourage everybody to be good to themselves with some outdoor stretching, gentle, of course, whether it's in an organized class or not. Do some slow, easy breathing, perhaps standing near some tall trees or a body of water, and see if you can give yourself 5 to 10 minutes to start. Tune in to the sound of the breeze or the waves along with the sound of your breath. Finally today, I want to let you know about a discovery I made online. I imagine you're finding websites like this too. But after seeing a link on social media to a gallery of Georgia O'Keeffe's entire body of work, I found openculture.com. You can view Georgia O'Keeffe's voluptuous flowers and desertscapes, along with about 1,100 other works of hers. So that's an incredible trip right there. But openculture.com also has, among other things, a public library of movies, including film noir and many other classics. On the site, you will also see the Great Lectures heading. And if you click on the Nobel Lectures by Writers link, that will take you to 7 short speeches given in Stockholm at the Nobel Prize ceremonies with the Queen of Sweden in attendance. Now, all of this is a sight to behold. I watched the speeches by John Steinbeck and Mario Vargas Llosa to start off with. They're each about 5 minutes in length, and they give you a lot to think about in terms of history and literature. I could go on and on about openculture.com, but I think you get the picture. The site is just loaded with interesting content. Well, hey, thanks for listening to What's Out There this week. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz, here for you on KPTZ.